Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you imagine at the Pensacola Interstate Fair, where there's tigers there to be able to entertain the fair attenders, a tiger attacked the trainer? As a matter of fact, let's take a look at it now. You can see her right here. She's trained. All of a sudden, she falls down, and the tiger grabs her feet. And this is her husband coming in, and he starts to hit the tiger and beat her. She's trying to get him off of him, off of her. He beats it, and she drags her body over. A very tragic, tragic scene is taking place right here at the Pensacola Interstate Fair. It's a tragedy. When you look at this, you're like, you know, the poor trainer, the kids are watching that. Well, you think about it. What is the perspective of, what does God say in regards to animals? Do we just make circus acts of them? Are they really important? Do we just treat our animals harshly? Well, PETA actually began to more concerned about how the tiger was treated than the human being was treated. And she's obviously much more valuable than any animal. But do you know that of all the things, though, when you think about it, that God, when he began to reestablish the earth through Noah, he made sure he gathered every animal that was on the face of the earth. He created the animals. He allowed Adam to name the animals. Even when Balaam, the prophet, was riding on the donkey, God used the animal and diverted Balaam from huge consequences that an angel was going to do to him and actually kill him, because the donkey actually began to talk. I mean, all kinds of things that happen with animals. Obviously, animals are not over us. We're over animals. God's called us to be able to rule and to reign, to take dominion over the birds of the air and the fish in the sea and the animals. I mean, he's called us for that. But in regards to how we treat them, I think it's really important for us to really think about, you know, what's God's perspective on these animals? Because people are going to confront you right now as a Christian. They're going to ask you, well, is this right or is this wrong? The particular dentist that went to do a game hunt in Africa, at the same time we were boarding children in America, people went out and protested his house and told him he shouldn't be hunting for game in Africa. We got to find out what a biblical perspective of that is. And what we're going to do for you at VFNTV.com on the torch, we're going to put information there for you, some biblical references that you can answer these questions. God loves animals. God's created animals. God allowed Adam to name the animals. But, you know, what do we do and how do we react to the animals that God has entrusted to our keep? And yes, they are food, you know, in some cases, but how should we actually treat them in a humane type way? We're going to make that available to you on the VFN Torch.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.